Okay, let's go again into the aspects of the Tosfos here. We have a machlokes pshat in the Gemara. Ika beinayu bu'ul kohen gadol. We finally have an afgamina between the two Tanoim, the two drashos of Shimna Timni, Shimna Menasya. When it comes to knas, do we say lo siyal isha, isha sheyesh bahavaya? Do we say isha sharuya l'kaima? Nafgamina in the case of a woman who's yesh bahavaya but not really l'kaima, how could that be? According to Rabbi Akiva, chai ve'lavin, a lo tafsi kedushin, according to Rabbi Yeshevav, even a suri kuhuna, even chai ve'yesei, are lo tafsi kedushin. The answer is b'ul l'koyin gadol. Here you have an Isser Asay that's not Shavah Bakol. Because it's not Shavah Bakol, therefore it's Tafsik Kedushin. So according to the Shita of Shimon HaTimni, there would be Knas. According to the Shita of Shimon Benasya, there would not be Knas, because he's not allowed to marry. What is the case of Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol, Machlokes, Rashi, and the Rach? According to Rashi, we're talking about a case of a woman who is nivala from somebody else, shelo kedarka, so she's still a sula. She's usur, however, l'kohen gadol, even though it was only nivala shelo kedarka, but that goes into the isur of l'kohen gadol. Now, the kohen gadol is ma'anes this woman. This woman is a woman sheyesh bahavaya, because this isur essay is tafsi kedushin, because it's not Shavah Bakol. But this woman is a suralo, it's not really a l'kaim. That's Rashi. What emerges from Rashi is that we're obviously taking sides in the Machokas Tanoim that we saw yesterday, as Tosis noted, Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, that what is the halacha by Nivala Shelo Kedarka? So we're going to assume that Nivala Shelo Kedarka is a sura l'kohen gadol. That's what the Gemara is assuming in this Nafka Mina. So we have a woman that's not really l'kaima, but it is tafsi kedusha. The Rach learned differently. The Rach's pshat is that we're talking about a case of what we'd say is anusas atzmo, be'ulas atzmo. The kohen gadol was boel, a woman. Now she's a be'ula. Now we have a situation where she's not ru'uya l'kaima, because Be'ulas Atzmo is also Aser L'Kohen Gadol. But it's Tafsi Kedushin, as the Gemara says. It's Esei She'en Shavah Bakol. Now, when Tosis brings the Rach, he has to go through a couple of hoops. Tosis says, first of all, number one, the Gemara says, and we should see this Gemara now, Afa Gav De'omar Babal Yivimto, Anusas atzmo futas atzmo lo yisa the imnasa nasui. The Gemara seems to say that anusas atzmo imnasa nasui, that after the fact, if he does in fact take her, then he stays with her. It sounds like that's what the words are saying. Imnasa nasui. Is that really true? Let's see the Gemara. The Tosis therefore is wondering, why do you call this a situation of en real kaima? It's certainly real kaima. Imnasa nasui. The Gemara is assuming that according to the man d'amar Shimon ben Menasya, there would be no knas. He's not real kaima. Inasa nasa. Komakom. The response is came into lechatchila lo yisa lo chashiv real kaima. The yisa lechatchila is why it's called real kaima. And Tosis needs to emphasize with this in this connection the hay lo yisa v'minat Torah. In other words, were this lo yisa to be yisa drabanan, which apparently Tosis entertains such a possibility but rejects it, then certainly you couldn't view this situation as Ishish not really L'Kaima. Midaraisa, she's completely mutter to even to marry Ochatchila. So in order to explain the Gemara that's not really L'Kaima, you've got to assume that the Isser is an Isser Doraisa. And here Tosis can step in and say, but even though Nasa Nasa, but since L'Chatchila go Yisa Midaraisa, that's cool, not really L'Kaima. So Tosis says that. As we can see by the Gemara, by Bulgaris Mukasets, lo yisavim nasa nasui, and there it's doraisa, because we're going out of psukim by Bulgaris. And furthermore, Tosis says, because the Gemara has a question, this is an early part of the sugya that we saw yesterday, that Masiv Rava, this had to do with the Gemara's discussion regarding the question of Nivala Shalokadarka, if she's Asa Mutta to Kohen Gadol, and Rava asks the question, Masiv Rava, Velosio Isha Bisha Ru'uyolo, Pratlamano Kohen Gadol, that we're Mimayit, that you can't have a mitzvah to marry the woman in a case of Mano Kohen Gadol, there's no mitzvah to Velosio Isha. So Rava makes the case as follows, Hechi Dami, says Rava, Ilema Bekedarka, my irya mishamal mana. Typically, the havila ba'ula. Rabbi says, if the case is that he was ma'anis ha'kedarka, the ma'irya mishamal mana, typically mishum, the havila ba'ula. That the reason why you can't marry her, you don't need a mana, say because of ba'ula. And because of that question, what did Rabbi say? So it must be that the case is he's ma'aneser shelo kedarka. And it's telling us the problem why he can't marry her is almana and not ba'ula. So you see, says Rava, in asking on Rav, that shelo kedarka doesn't ask the l'koin gadol. And the more answers in the Chanami, Rav is going according to the other opinion. So meanwhile, what did Rava say in asking the kasha? He says, if it was kedarka, he says, then what? Ma'ir misham almana tepulei mishadavila ba'ula. No, so what do you see from the Gemara? That Ba'ula, in the case of Ba'ula's Atzmo, what's our case? He's Ma'anis her, Kedarka, so she became a Ba'ula through the Bia, and we're saying that there's no mitzvahs below Sili Isha because she's a Ba'ula. No, so what does it suggest? That the Isser of Ba'ula's Atzmo is what kind of Isser? What kind of an Isser? Is a Doraisa. Otherwise, what's Rabbi's kasha? Midoraisa, it's mutter, so then he needs to say almana. That's why you can't come to mitzvah, because midoraisa, you can't marry an almana, but midoraisa, you can marry Bulas Atzma. So that's what Tosis proves. But l'chora, once Tosis is bringing this as a proof, one can still wonder. What can you ask? But if it's in Nasa Nasu, Tosis himself acknowledges in Nasa Nasu. So why couldn't that be a reason why it's called Lo Siyah Le'isha? So you'll say no, because Midoraisa Lo Siyah Le'isha with Mechatchila Nat. That's the answer. But if you would hold that Midoraisa, you've got to marry her, so Midrabanan, then Tosis Kash is very good. Tosis says, so you see that the Isser is Midoraisa. And therefore, that's the Pshat of the Rach. The Pshat of the Rach is that the case is Bu'as Atzma, and you can't fulfill Lo Siyah Le'isha, she's not Ru'uya L'kaima, because of the Issa L'chatchila. That's the Rach. Let's take a look a little bit at the, and there's a lot of issues here that play out, both within Rashi and within the Rach, but we have to see that other part of the Gemara. Yossi, question. Which one? Masiv Rava that we just did now? Okay, so again, because Rava went with a question on Rav. Rav said in the early part of the sugya that Nivala Shalokadarka, she's disqualified for Kohen Gadol. Comes Rav and says, I'll prove you wrong. Why? Because we have a drasha, this is like the Mishnah Lamentes, that in a case where it's Almano Kohen Gadol, there's no mitzvah velo Siyali Isha. Because Isha Ru'uyolo, Prat Lamanu Kohen Gadol. What's our case? The Kohen Gadol was Ma'anes and Almana. And we say there's no mitzvah to marry her in light of Lo Siyali Isha because she's not Ru'uyolo. How was the Kohen Gadol Ma'anes this woman? If it was Kedarka, so then you don't need to come on to the problem of her being an Almana. Because she had a past history, she was married and her husband died, and that's why it's not Ru'uya L'kaima. Leave that out. The reason why you can't marry her is because right now she became a Ba'ula, so you can't marry her. In other words, Ba'ula's Atzmo Lo Yisa, which Tosa says obviously means Doraisa. Otherwise, what's Rabbi asking? What did Rabbi therefore come to prove? He says, oh, so must be the case is that you that the Kohen Gadol is ma'anis this woman, this almana shlokedak, which we mentioned yesterday. Derech Agav is a raya l'charf nifgemara that the act of being ma'anis a woman shlokedak also generates a chiyuv of a parshas onus. If you're talking about losi elisha, presumably a knas as well. So that's a separate discussion. But here's a maramokum in that question. And you see in that case it's only because of almana, not because of ba'ula. So you see, ba'ula shel kedaka doesn't quite create a problem with Silisha that he can actually marry him. So Gemara says no. La'olam, the answer is something else. That Rav in Achanami, Rav holds. It was basically the Gemara concedes the point. It's shel kedaka. But the reason why this price is mashma that mishum ba'ula not is because this price holds like the shita of a mayor, that shel kedaka doesn't disqualify her. And Rav is going to the other Tanaim finished. But everything else is the same. The pshat is the same. That's Tosis right. Rabbeinu Tam will pirish kein. Tosis doesn't explain why not. But what immediately comes to mind is that there are really two issues that one could quibble with on the Rach. Number one, you could have argued that the lo yisa of a kohen gadol on bulas atzmo is only din derabbanan. Again, you have to figure out how to answer Tosis Raya, but you could have said that. The Arvi showed him that one that way, and we'll soon see more about it. But the Arvi showed him that one that way. With Rashba. Anyway, or perhaps Rabbeinu Tam will hold that even if the Yisra lo Yisra is Doraisa, but since in Nasa Nasli, since B'dieved, he, you know, if he married her, he can stay with her. Go see what that means. So therefore, you couldn't understand that it's called Ena Ruya Kaima from the perspective of Knas over here, because since in Nasa Nasli, that's enough to be considered Ruya Kaima. So maybe that's where Rabbeinu Tam Pirishke. So we have to see a little more about this discussion, and then we need to discuss some other inyanim that come out within Rashi and the Rach, and the Shita, and other Rishonim, in terms of some of the other meta issues that emerge in terms of Chalola and so on. Let's first just get acquainted with the Gemara in Yevamis. We saw yesterday Daf Nuntes, so let's flash ahead to Nuntes on the base. And here we have discussions about Nusas Atzma. We'll see this Gemara onto until Samach Amud Aleph a little bit. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braisa. Anusas Atzmo Mefutas Atzmo. So this is a case where the Kohen Gadol was Ma'anis a woman, and she's no longer a Besula, and now he didn't actually marry her. He raped her. Now what? Does this go into the Isra Bu'ul Kohen Gadol? He's not going to marry a Ba'ula or not. She became a Ba'ula through him. So it says Lo Yisa. Okay, we have to know. The Raisa Drabana. That's part of the question. Lo Yisa. V'im Nasa Nasli. And if he did so, then it sounds like he stays with her. That's what it sounds like. He stays with her. Continues the Raisa. Anusas Chaver Mfutas Chavero. Suppose she was a Ba'ula by having been raped or seduced by somebody else, not through the Kohen Gadol, then the din is lo yisa, obviously, chatchila lo yisa, but furthermore, the imnasa, and if the Kohen Gadol would marry a woman who is a ba'ula from someone else, anusas chavero. So we have a machokas tanoim, interesting machokas. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer havlad cholo, v'chacham omer havlad kasha. So does the Isser Ba'ul Kohen Gadol create the status of Cholol? Cholol meaning the child is Pasul L'Kohuna. If it's a son, he's not a Kohen. If it's a daughter, she can't marry a Kohen. In other words, what creates the status of a child being a Cholol? If there was a union that was Usser based on Hilchos Kohuna. If there's an Isser Kohuna where it was violated with the parents, the child is a cholo. But the question is, how far does it go? Does it go even to the case of a ba'ul kohen gadol? In other words, an iser almanu kohen gadol would certainly create cholos. An iser grusha kohen hedyot an isa zona, right? Isha zona v'chala lo yikachu, the isha grusha meisha lo yikachu. All this, amana grusha v'chala lo zonas el lo yikach. All these isurim that are lavin are clearly going to create chala. Not only is it that the child is a chala, what else goes with it? The woman herself who had bia, which out of an isur that was an isur kahuna, that would lead to her becoming usur le kohen. In other words, a mana lived with a kohen gadol, she can no longer for the rest of her life marry a kohen. But here we have a machlokes tanaim when it comes to kohen gadol with a beula anusas chaveru. In other words, whether avlat chalal or avlat kasher, presumably the same machlokes will be whether she becomes a chalal. So we have to see exactly what that machlokes is totally in. We'll get to that too. Now the Gemara analyzes a braisa. Inasa nasui amar Rav Huna amar Rav umotzi beget. Wow, this inasa nasui doesn't mean what it sounds like. Doesn't mean he can stay married to her. Umotzi beget. Now the obvious question immediately is deraisa drabana. Umotzi beget. Does that mean the deraisa he must divorce her? But does it mean the Rabbanan he has to give a get? Also big machlokas. Now, the Elo Hadik Tani Im Nasa Nasui, so Gabi what? Marrying her, so what did it accomplish? He has to give her a get anyway. Amar Rach Ba Yaakov Lomar She'ein Mishalim Knas Bim Mefuta. What does it mean? Rashi explains, we know the halacha is that the chi of knas by onus is whether you marry her, whether you don't marry her. However, when it comes to mefata, the halacha is that only in moin yimayin of bilasita, if you don't end up marrying her, then kesef yishko. So nafkamina will be what? She'em mishayim knas is Rashi says she mefutahi. Ahanulei nisuav lemiftere miknasa. Again, what's the case? Mefutas atzmo. So now, im nasa nasui l'gabe wat, that nesuin allows him to be off the hook from paying the knas. Sha mefuta, sha mefata, im sham knas, el kshein konsa, only if you don't marry her. Dechsiv in moin yimoin, and so on. Then, kesev yishko. Avo mor yimarena lo yisha, if he marries her, then lo yitin klum. As the pasuk says, that regardless he pays the knas. So the Gemara is explaining the nafkamina will be in nasa nasui, even though he has to divorce her. Nafkamina is that he can be off the hook from paying knas. The obvious question again in pshat Tosas already raises is my nafkamina. He's not going to pay knas. What will he have to pay anyway? Ksuba. So it boils down to the same thing, no? Yeah, Tosus talks about it. Maybe she's mocha the ksuba. You're not going to be nafkaminas. So nafkamina that he doesn't have to pay the knas. This is one interpretation of imnasa nasa. Also, Rav Gavir ben Bekoso amar l'shmaita kamei d'Ravashi. He said this over. Amar rei. So Ravashi said the Rav Yochanan amit Tavayu that they said bogeres mukas eitz. Lo Yisa, the Nasa Nasli, there's a similar halacha stated regarding Bulgaris and Mukas Eitz. Just like you find over here by Nusas Atzmo, Lo Yisa, the Nasa Nasli, similarly, it was stated by Bulgaris and Mukas Eitz. But what's the Pshat over there? The Pshat is clear. Alma, Sofa Lios Bulgaris Tachtav, Sofa Lios Mukas Eitz Tachtav. The reason why Nasa Nasli is because ultimately that's what's going to happen. It's going to become that anyway. That's the svar the Gemara is suggesting. Why im nasa nasli? In other words, not that he has to give her a get. He can keep her. Why can he keep her? Because in any case, that's where you're going to end up. That's what's going to be. Bulgaris is a little easier to understand. That's obvious. Mukas Eitz, not so simple. Exactly. How do you assume Mukas Eitz means? That she lost her besum through some kind of an accident or something. Why is the Gemara assuming? So you have to know what the Gemara means exactly. Rashi says, sofuli boilo. In other words, the point is not through an accident, but he's going to ultimately she'll lose her besulim through naturally living with him over, you know. So through bia, she's going to lose her besulim. That's also called sofuli is mukas eitz tachtav. So hachanami, says Ravashi, sofuli is bulu tachtav. kasha. So what we have in Ravashi is a very different way of reading a nasa nasa. That according to Rav Ashi, the nasa nasa doesn't even require him to divorce her. Why not? Because of the svara of sofa lios, so and so, brag tachtav. Sofa lios, bu'ula tachtav. So he raped a woman, the Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to marry her. But if he does marry her, so according to Rav Ashi, he can stay married. According to the first opinion of Achba Yaakov, inasa nasu just means for purposes of avoiding have to pay knas by mefata, by mefuta satsma, but he has to divorce her. Two ways to understand apparently in what it means in nasa nasu. Tosus did not let us in on the secret. Tosus just kachayat mentions I am nasa nasu. So how can you call it anybody lekaima? So what was Tosaf thinking vis-a-vis the two ways that the Gemara has explained in Nasa Nasli? Tosaf asked the Kasha and says, no, but still midaraisa lo yisa. Why did Tosaf not spell out what he was thinking? Which pshat in a Nasa Nasli was Tosaf thinking about? Lechora, if you go with Rav Huna, that actually is Rav Huna Marav, Motzi Beget. So would there really be much of a kasha? We also have to spell out very much. I am Nasa Nasoi. Is it a kasha? He has to divorce her. She's really a kaima. He has to divorce her. What is it to speak? What is it to ask? What's the problem? The Rach has a beautiful pshat. Bu'ul Kohen Gadol means that he raped a woman. Now she's yesh b'havaya, correct? It's not really l'kaima, of course not. Lo yisa v'mnasa nasui only regarding what that you don't pay knas by mefata and by ones. There's no real consequence of nasa nasi by ma'anis. The whole nasa nasi is only relevant by mefata she'emishan knas. But basically, what? Motziya beget. So what does it ask? Other Rishonim say it that way. The Ramban, here. The Ramban, if you have it, you can look with me. Ukidivir ben Chananel Iker, Shapiresh, Bipsula, Shabal, El Kohen Gadol. That's the case of the Gemara. Umikan the Erech Be'ulahi, Vekaim Allah, Be'isr Esen. The hard Sanya, here's the Kasha. The hard Sanya, Hassan Be'avamis Nutesam Abeis. Anu Sats Atsamum Futas Atsamogo Yisav Nasa Nasoi, Tosis Kasha. Halfway through the paragraph. Zak the Ramban, Ha Ukimna Hassan Be Gemara. Umotzia beget. The hadik taim nasa nasi lo meshein meshein knas mefuta. No, finished. Problem solved. The problem never started. Tosis doesn't say it so simply. What does Tosis say? Yeah, but still, chatchila lo yisa. So there are a couple of possibilities here. Why didn't Tosis say what the Ramban said? Makes it simpler. In the middle of the Tosis, the Maschil Shein Meshayim Knasim in the Futa, the top Tosis, you'll find just about 5 or 6 lines after they get smaller. The Od Nira, equal to the 5th line of the Gemara. The Od Nira, the Had the Amarav Motzi Beget Hanumid Rabbanan. You see that? Tosis says that the Get is only Drabbanan. this help us? If really midoraisa, you don't need a get. You mean you can stay married? So then Tosis really would be asking a very good kasha. So fundamentally, in nasa nasa, this entire mechanism of a get is only drabbanan. And midrabbanan and nafkamin is going to be, you don't pay knas. But really midoraisa, in every way, it's nasa nasa. So then, if that's the case, Tosis could be very good. Tosis couldn't have said like the Ramban. Maybe the Ramban learned that the get is needed midoraisa. Tosis argues in it. That's number one. Second possibility, this is Mishnah Melech has in Suri Bia Perek Yud Zayin discusses this question. Why didn't Tosis talk about the get, the Lashon of Rav Huna? So either he says, maybe Tosis holds we don't hold that Rav Huna, we hold Rav Rashi. So the Tosis needed, or he needed to accommodate Rav Rashi. In other words, Tosis wanted this Gemara to work out according to Rav Rashi as well. What did Rav Rashi say? That Yumamish can stay married. The reason being, Sofo Rios Bulatachta. So Tosis wanted to accommodate Rav Rashi's pshat. Good, according to Rav Huna, we could solve it easily. But Lamaisa, according to Rav Rashi, Tosis wanted you to know, it also is called En Roya Lekaima because of the Chatchila Lo Yisa Midoraisa. Okay, so these are various possibilities. Tosis didn't directly address the Gemara and the two Rishonos, but Tosis felt that he needed to spell out what he did, that Midoraisa Lo Yisa. But now this leads us to another very simple, basic question. How do we understand the Svar of the Gemara itself on a Doraisa level? The Kohen Gadol has violated an Isser essay of marrying a Ba'ula, right? So what do we say? He's Ma'anis a Besula, he's not allowed to marry her. It's an Isser essay. And what if he took her? So then he may stay with her. Why? Because she become a Ba'ula anyway. What does it mean? He's living Be'Isser. What could it mean? What does it mean? A pshat in the Gemara, you have to say something. Like, midoraisa, Tosis says, what makes it in a real kaima? Midoraisa lo yisa. But minasa nasri. So it's not real kaima, it's lo chatri lo yisa. So what's pshat in nasa nasri? What does it mean? So Rav Rashi, the best we have is the Lashon HaGemara. So for is bula tachtav. So what does it mean? So what? Is he living be'isr? Is he not living be'isr? What is a svara? She'd become a bula regardless. So if he marry her as a b'sula, she'd become a bula, and that would be fine. But here, it's not that way. Here, he married her as a ba'ula. How did she become a ba'ula? He raped her. Fine. My nafkamina. She's a ba'ula. You're not allowed to marry a ba'ula. When he's marrying her, she's a ba'ula. So what does it mean? So what kind of a svar is it on a deraisa level? Were we to explain that the entire lo yisa is only what? Is only drabanan? The midoraisa, ba'ulas atmo is mutter. The only iser of isha b'psula yikach is only if it was b'ula alidei acher. So the Chachamim said b'ula satzma lo yisa, but the Chachamim also said, but im nasa nasui. Why they gave a svar? Because anyway it would be a b'ula. Okay, then I understand the Gemara. But Tosis is of the opinion, and he proved it, that the iser of what a b'ula, even b'ula satzma of lo yisa, is on what level of the doraisa. And Tosis acknowledges, but nasa nasui, but it's in a ruyu kaima. Why? Because lo yisa l'chatchila, midoraisa. So what is the pshat in nasa nasui? The reason is, Rav Rashi says, sofu yos bua tachta, that's why it could be you don't even need a get. If you need a get, we have to know, midoraisa, midorabanan, but it could be you don't even, according to Rav Rashi, you don't need a get. So what does it mean? What's the pshat? So anyone have any thoughts, any possible thoughts? What could we say? Just to have a little bit of pshat in the Gemara. Maybe not the only pshat, but something. Something to say in the Gemara. To explain what it means. Why im nasa nasu? What's the pshat lo yisa? Why lo yisa? Let's assume it's doraisa. What would be the pshat? So Rashi says something here. Lo yisa koin gadol d'chsiv sula yikach b'shaske kuchin tia b'sula. From Rashi, it sounds like it's an isa d'rabban, isa d'raisa. But what is sounding from Rashi?
That's right.
The raisa. It does sound that way, right? B'shaske kuchin tia b'sula. So why in nasa nasui midoraisa? That's our problem. Everyone hear the problem? Everyone hear the problem? Why in nasa nasui midoraisa? If the Issa D'Rabbanan, I understand him nasa nasui. Tosis is going out of his way. He's forced, according to the Rach, to learn that the nasa nasui, that lo yisa is a doraisa. That's why it's in the Ruyu L'Kaima. So Tosis didn't explain what's going on. He didn't give us the whole background of the Gemara, but we saw the Gemara now. So Rav Ashi says, seemingly, in nasa nasui without a get. You can stay married. Why? So I saw something interesting from Itzel Panavizer, Zecha Yitzchak, Svara as follows. We mentioned yesterday that there really are two psukim that appear in connection to Kohen Gadol. This Ki and Besul Me'am of Yikach Isha and Vehu Isha Bivsuleha Yikach. Remember, we weren't sure exactly which pasuk Rashi was referring to, because Rashi didn't quote either one exactly the way it says it in the Chumash. But there are two psukim. So you wonder exactly why there are two psukim. If you look in the Ramban al Torah, and it's really mashma that way in the Rambam too, apparently there are two dinim regarding Kohen Gadol marrying a psua, not a ba'ula. The question is actually a Mishnah Horius. There's a Mishnah Horius Daf Yud Aleph toward the end of Horius. The Lashon there is Mitzuve Ala Besula. We've been speaking about the Isser Aseh of marrying a Ba'ula, right? Just like there's an Isser Aseh Mitzuve Adomi, there's an Isser Lav of Almana, there's an Isser Aseh who couldn't go to marrying a Ba'ula. There's another way to frame it, and that is there's a Mitzvah Aseh that the Kohen Gadol fulfilled, his Mitzuve, commanded to marry a Besula. And could be, now you have to know which pasuk is which, but it could be, and mashma that way from Monia Mitzvahs possibly also, that one of the psukim is the Isser essay of Ba'ul Kohen Gadol, and the other pasuk is the mitzvah to marry a Besula. In the Sefer Mitzvot HaKotzer of the Rambam in beginning of the Sri Bia, he frames it as in the Lamed Gimel. He has all the list of mitzvahs that are being quoted in these halachas. Rambam does this all the time in front of any new series of halachas. Hilchos Sri Bia, Yesh Bechlalan, this many mitzvahs, so and so mitzvahs asay, and this many mitzvahs asay, Vizel Pratan. So he says, for example, Shelo Yisa Kohen Gadol Amana. Shelo yivo kohen gadol amana fil b'lo nesuin. Shelo yisa kohen gadol b'sula b'narusa. Doesn't say shelo yisa b'ula. He says positively. Shelo yisa kohen gadol b'sula b'narusa. And then shelo yisa grusha, shelo yisa zon, yisa chalala. When it comes to the mitzvah, the yisa b'ula, he frames as yisa kohen gadol b'sula b'narusa. That's how he writes at the beginning. In Perek Yud Zayin, in Halacha Aleph, it talks about Kohen Gadol and what he's now going to marry. Shlosh Nashim Neswa Koa Kohanim, but Kohen Gadol Arba, Eila Shlosh V'Almana. Whether Kohen Gadol Hamishuv Shana Mishra, Umrubi Begadim, Kohen HaOved, Kohen Gadol Shemino Va'Avar. Lashon HaRambam is, and it's patterned after Mishnah Horius. Mitzuvin ala besula v'asurin ba'almana. Halacha Yud Gimel in Perek Yud Zayin. Mitzvahs Asay Al Kohen Gadol Sheyisa Naira Besula. Mitzvahs Asay Al Kohen Gadol Sheyisa Naira Besula. Mishetivgor Teyaser Alav Shenabuv Ushav Sal Yikach. The Ram Dafka Paskin is here. Kohen Gadol Shenasa Beula Ein Aloke Abel Motzi Beget. Does Paskin that? That's something else. That's by Nasa Beula regular Beula. Sorry. Anas Naira Halacha Tes Zayin. Anas Naira Besula. That's a case in this manner. Kohen Gadol Kodem Sheyichnos. Okay. In any case. Maybe the pshat is as follows. The Rambam, Rabban and Al-Torah also talks about this. There are two dinim. So, if I understand correctly, this is what he wants to say. That the when a Kohen Gadol is marrying Be'ulas Atzma, there really are two problems you can identify. One is an Isser Asay, or let's talk about Be'ula in general, Nivolai De'acher, okay. One is the Isser Asay of Besula Velo Be'ula. So there's an Isser Asay, violation of Isser Asay. The Torah told you not to marry a Be'ula. How? By writing it in a positive way. There's two Pesukim, remember, right? Bifsuleha, not a Be'ula. Tsula Me'amav, not a Be'ula. But secondly, he's been mevatel his mitzvah Asay to marry a Besula. That's two dinim. That's Be'ulas Acherim. There's two in Yanim here. So now, he married her. So, at this point, he married her, right? You can't talk about Mimavato, the mitzvah of marrying Absua. He married her already. But there's still an Isser Asay of Absua of Lo Be'ula. So that remains. He has to be what he beget. By a regular Be'ula, Be'ulas Acherim. By Be'ulas Atzmo, lo yisa midoraisa. Why? So maybe here already, you can't tell me that the Isser is Besula v'lo Be'ula by Be'ulas Atzmo. She's Be'ula through him. The answer is, all you have here is a bito mitzvah saseh a Besula me'ama b'kachisha. Mitzuva ala Besula. So even though she's a Be'ula through him, So what? But she's not a Besula. He's not marrying a Besula. B'shas Nesuin, he has a mitzvah to marry a Besula. He hasn't married her yet. So there's a lo yisa midoraisa. Why midoraisa? Because of the halacha that he has a tzivoy to marry a Besula, not a Be'ula. V'im nasa nasui. Why? Because now already, you can't say he's mevatel the mitzvah saseh of marrying a Besula once he's married. The bitul mitzvah is b'shas, he's marrying a woman, he has to marry a besula, not a be'ula. Once he's married already, so then we say, sof ulias, be'ula tachta. An iser, besula v'lo be'ula, you wouldn't have. If it's be'ula sach, but you wouldn't have an iser, besula v'lo be'ula, because sof ulias, be'ula tachta. If I understand correctly, that's how he's trying to explain it. That's the explanation why nasa nasui midoraisa. Otherwise, what do you mean? Midoraisa, you can separate the raisa l'chatchila and the yevet. The answer is that the iser is not pshat l'chatchila and not the yevet. The iser is that you mevatel the mitzvah to marry a besula. So that, by definition, is only l'chatchila. That's what it means. The iser is not to be married with the woman you're married should be a besula, mitzuva la besula. So to the extent that you didn't marry yet, that's the bitul mitzvah. The bito mitzvah is the one you're marrying is not a besula, so don't marry her because your mitzvah is to marry a besula. So you're mevato in the mitzvah to marry a besula. But if you married her, then you don't have it. You don't have that. Elamai, there's an iser essay a besula b'be'ula. That's only by be'ulas acherim, not by be'ulas atzmo. Okay, maybe there are other ways to learn. That could be something of a pshat. Let's do Daddy.
Who said that?
Rabbi Yitzchak Panevizier, Sefer is called Zecha Yitzchak. I don't remember the simon. I could try to find the simon for you. Yes.
Why am I Be'ulas Atzmo? There's no Isser Asay.
So you have to say when the Torah had in mind Besuva Be'ulah, it meant through somebody else. Be'ulah Aridei Acherim. Ulas Atzmo. There's no Isra say, but it's only if she was Nivala, Ideacha Ramash. So we'll maybe speak it out at some point again. You look at the Chinuch, I don't have the Chinuch with me, how he explains the inyan of why a Kohen Gadol is Aser Bebe'ula. There's a Madreg of the Kohen Gadol, to the extent that this woman had a Shaychus with another man, so that takes away the relationship that she's supposed to have to the Kohen Gadol. So if you look at the understanding of the Shoresh HaMitzvah, you can see very well why Bulas Atzmo is not the same type of Chesaron as Bulas Achirim. If she had a Shaychus with someone else, she was Nivala Adeacher, maybe even Shol Kedarka, but that taints her for the Kohen Gadol. She has to be married by the Kohen Gadol, not to have had a connection in any way. It's Almana and Bu'u as well. She married to somebody else. She was living with, she slept with somebody else. That taints her for the Kohen Gadol. But if it was through him, so you can understand why it wouldn't have the same type of reasoning. But nevertheless, it could be a tzibui to marry Besula. So that would only be Gachatchil. Yeah, what else?
This is kind of a stretch where Rashi says that she has to be a Besula Bishas Kuchin. So could he say when he was Ma'anisar, in a sense he was taking her away? But
it's not so. That's the thing, it's not so. That's not the Kedushin, though. That's not a Nisuin, it's not a Kedushin either.
Why is Rashi saying Bishas Kuchin?
Because Rashi is explaining why there's an Isser Lo Yisa. In other words, Bishas Kuchin, that's how Rashi knows that there's an Isser. Even though it was a nusas atzmo, because sof kol sof you'll come and marry her afterwards, so she's not a besula anymore. But she's simply explaining why there was an iser afterwards.
No, but shouldn't say
b'sula b'shas. B'shas kuchen tia besula. B'shas kuchen means subsequent to the rape. Subsequent to the rape, he wants to marry her lo yisa, because right now you're marrying a woman who's not a besula. Now, yeah, Ben and then Yosia.
We're saying that by marrying a Bu'ula, regardless of whether or not it's Bu'ula's Atzma or Bu'ula's Acher, there's the Birtul Mitzvah Asay
marrying a B'sula, a B'sula. He has to marry a B'sula, right.
I don't understand that, because is there a Mikkel thing taking more than one wife?
The Kohen Gadol, I think the halacha is he can only have one wife, I think, as well.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
Okay, then I don't have a question.
But there's a whole Gemara. The Gemara says basic Gemara in Yuma. It's actually in the Yoma. The whole Gemara, the first mission Yuma, right? That the Kohen Gadol, they had to prepare another Kohen Gadol tachtav because he might become Tamei. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, Afi Shacheres Maskinin. They had to prepare another wife, Shema Tomos Ishto. The Gemara has to figure out a way that the Gemara says he has to have only one wife and not two. He has to figure out a way with the second wife how he could court Rabbi Yehuda, that he has to face right again to one and make a Tanai, so that, you know, if she dies, then he'll have the one wife, but meanwhile he won't be with two wives at the same time. It's a sugya and Yuma related to the first Mishnah there.
I'm sorry, I actually was part of that.
No, so the Gemara has to deal with
it. Why is it that he only have
Beiso, Bais Echad, he can only have one wife. But Beiso, I think we have a drush. Any other questions? Yeah, Yossi.
So the whole of the
spectator
of the Yitzhak,
I'm not
sure that was
being explained. What it could mean that Midoraisa Loisa. And yet, midoraisa in nasa nasui, to the extent that according to Rav Ashi, you don't even need a get. So, how do you explain that? I mean, in other words, manafshach, if he's not allowed to live with Bu'ulas Atzmo, he's living be'isur, how can he stay married? Where do you find midoraisa such a basis to distinguish? So he's explaining this. The yisod of the isur doraisa is a function of the time of the marriage. That if you marry a Bu'ula, not a Bu'ula, you'll be mevato the mitzvah that your tzibur is to marry a Bu'ula. But by definition, that's only limited to that particular moment. Whereas beyond that, you can deal with the other dimension, and that would be the Isser essay of the Sula of Bu'ula. But that could be only is relevant to Bu'ula Sacherim and not Bu'ula Satchmo. So therefore, once it's done already, once he married her, so then you don't have the, by Bu'ula Satchmo, you wouldn't have the Isser of Isser essay, nor do you have any more of the Bitumitz, because Bitumitz is only B'shas Maisa when he's about to marry. Yeah. Okay, let's do the following. I want to start doing the Shita with you, but before that, it's Nogea to see the next piece of Gemara on the next part of the Braisa, after the little bracket that I made on the page, and Daf Samach. This gets into the question of Cholo. So here you have in the Braisa another Machlokas, namely, if it was Anusas Achavero Mefutas Chavero. So she's a Be'ula through someone else, and he goes ahead and marries her. The halacha is, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Havlad Cholo, according to the Chachamim, Havlad Kasher. What is this machlokas about? So the Gemara has a question, how to learn pshat here. Anus Chomer Lemele Yisom Naso, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Om Havlad Cholo, Chomer Havlad Kasher. Up, so and also, how do we paskin? Amar Avuna, Amar Rav, Lachik Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So the Vlad is a Cholo. V'chein Amar Rav Gido, Amar Rav, Lachik Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So the first suggestion in the Gemara is, why does Rav Lezer ben Yaakov hold that if the Kohen Gadol takes a woman who is Be'ula from someone else and has a child, the Vlad is a Cholo? So the first opinion in the Gemara is, he holds like Rav Elazar. What's Rav Elazar's opinion? That Panui Haba'ala Pinuya, any relation that's not a Biasnus, is enough to make a woman to a zona, right? That was a Lazar's sheet that Rashi alluded to it by us, right? Pani ba pinuya sa zona. So he holds like Rav Elazar, as Rashi explains on the side, the Amar pani ba pinuya shelo shem isha sa zona, the kaima alei belav mechay belav and tekune havi avlad cholo. In other words, since this woman had relations with a certain person previously, so she now is considered quote unquote a zona. Now the Kohen Gadol goes and marries a woman who was a nusas chavero. So what is he doing? He's living with a zona. Why is she a zona? Because Rabbi Elazar holds that pano yabala pnuya what asa zona. So that's the pshat in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Elazar. So the woman who is Anusas Chavero, the Kohen Gadol's friend, raped the woman, so this woman is a zona now, and therefore the Kohen Gadol lives with her, has a child, the child is a chol. This is one way to understand pshat in Rav Lezer ben Yaakov's shita. Good? It's fact the Gemara, but is that really pshat in Rav Lezer ben Yaakov? After all, mi sabla kabase. Did you tell me that Rav Lezer Yaakov holds like Rabbi Elazar? For Kaimelon, we have a rule, Mishnas Rabbi Lezer Yaakov kavenaki. That's an expression that means that Rabbi Lezer Yaakov didn't say that much in terms of his halachas that are quoted in Mishnayos. Kav means that a small amount, not a big amount. You don't have that many halachas in his name, but whenever you have Rabbi Lezer Yaakov weighing in on something, the halacha is kidvarav naki. Kavenaki, meaning it's a little bit that he said, but whatever he said, it's correct. And yet, the ilu baha, regarding the matter of panui haba apinuya, what do we know? And we know from Rashi Bayas as well, right? What do we hold? Amrav enoch Rav Elazar kash. So to say pshat in Rav Elazar ben Yaakov that the reason why anusas chavero, the child is a chalo, the Kohen Gadol marries anusas chavero is a chalo, is because she's a zone of. Because of the previous relationship that was znus, that is not correct, because Rav Lezer ben Yaakov is not likely to hold like Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar is not accepted the halacha, and Rav Lezer ben Yaakov is accepted the halacha. Okay, so we're going to suggest a new pshat in the machlokas. So let's go carefully. Rav Ashi Omar, says Rav Ashi, the yesh cholo mechai v'esei kamifrigi. The machlokas tanoim here, again, what is the case? The Kohen Gadol went and married who? A woman who was raped by somebody else. Anusas Chavero. Why does Rav Lezer ben Yaakov say the Vlad is a Cholo and the Chum disagree? So Machlokes is, if Yesh Cholo Mechai V'Ase. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Sava Yesh Cholo Mechai V'Ase. Rabban Savi Ein Cholo Mechai V'Ase. Says Rashi. What is the Chayv Yaseh Rabbo say? What Isser is it that he's violating? What Isser Kuhuna is he violating? No? Mesula, Velo, Be'ula. So is there going to be Chalolus resulting from the Isser Kuhuna, which is only what? only Isra say. That's the Machlokas Tanaim. And on this we paskin that yes. Says Rashi, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov lok Rav Eliezer sfirulei. It's not about Zona. She didn't become a Zona by having relations, by having been raped before. All you have right now when he lives with her is an Isser Asay. And the Chashal is, does Chalolos result from Chai Ve'aseh? What's the Shaila depending on? Zakti Gemar Vaita, Gemara says, My time at Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Chsiv. It writes, in the Torah writes, Amano Ugrusha V'Chalola Zona Es Eile Lo Yikach. The Torah groups together the Isurei Lav and says, Es Eile, these, this grouping, Amana, Grusha, Chalala, means she became a Chalala and now there's an Isser for the Kohen to marry a Chalala. Zona, those four, Es Eile Lo Yikach, right? Then the Torah finishes, the Pasuk, Ki Im Besua Me'ama Yikach Isha, but rather only a Besua and not a Be'ula. And what's the very next pasuk in Chumash? Uksiv, v'lo yechal zaro be'amav. Which is a way of saying that if you violate the aforementioned isurim in the previous pasuk, you are causing, resulting from that, chalolos, the child and the woman. So what is the lo yechal going on? Akulu. In other words, what was mentioned in the previous pasuk? Amana, grusha, chalola, zona, and besula v'lo be'ula. So you have the four things that are lavin, as well as the Isra Aseh, and the Torah writes about that, v'lo yechalel zaro. So what defines v'lo yechalel? Any of the aforementioned Isurim, be it the four lavin mentioned, be it the Isra Aseh. That's from Lesman Yaakov. Rabbanan Eile Hifzik Ha'inyan. By saying Eile, the Torah wants to group those four as distinct from what says afterwards, and if v'lo yechalel is only going on those four, the Isurei Lav, not the Isurei Aseh. Rashi explains, Shibwa Yechal, Akulu, Afilu, Abisulu Yikach, Velo Pu'ua, De Asehu. The Lo Yechal goes on that as well. Ele Hibse Ke'inyan, Dechsiv, Ele Basel Chai Ve'lavin, Lashmi'inan, Ele Eshen Chai Ve'lavin, Chalukin, Midin Chai Ve'aseh. These are different in what respect that Velo Yechal is only on that and on the others. So we have a very important machlokas in this Gemara. Important, we're getting Derech Agav, nice Yudias and Izan Yanim that you would not otherwise learn, just Derech Agav through the back door. We went about Zona, now we have some ideas about Chalala. The question is, we know that Isurei Kehuna of a Lav create Chalalas in the child, in the woman. What about an Isur Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol that's violated? Would there be Chalalas or not? Machokas Tanoim, Halacha Kerozah Ben Yaakov, which means Yesh Chalal Mechai V'Yaseh. Where Yechal goes even on Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. Clear, everybody? Now I ask you the following question. This is a very important machlokas we showed. This entire machlokas is regarding what case? Kohen Gadol married what? Anusas Chavero. He violated Besua below Be'ula. Besua below Be'ula. And Yisra Asay. Be'ulas Chavero. Kohen Gadol and Yaakov, and we paskin like him. So there's chalolos that results from that. I ask you the following. What about the Kohen Gadol who marries Be'ulas Atzmo? Be'ulas Atzmo Lo Yisa. Has a child. He raped a woman, now he married her. Has a child. According to Ezra ben Yaakov, Yesh Chalo Mechai Ve'Ese. Is it child a Chalo? Is the daughter Psula L'Kahuna? Can the son get Kayin? Can he get Truma? Can he Dochen? Does a woman become Asa L'Kahuna? Or is it only what? Only the case of Anusas Chaver? Big Machokis Rishonim. You saw the Sheet of Shana, right? He has a Kasha here on Rashi. What is he assuming in the Kasha? Well, yeah, it was in the Rach, actually, in the Rach. What does he assume? That the Ulas Atzmo, see, it's we'll soon, not today, tomorrow, the Sheet of Shana, he assumes that Bles Atzmo creates an Isa Chalal. Far from the Furish in the Gemara. The Gemara has a machokis about Chai Be'esei, but Anusas Chaveiro. Okay, but Bles Atzmo. Now, perhaps this has a little, to do with what we just mentioned. If the Isa Bles Atzmo Midoraisa is, we could suggest, not an Isa Asei as much as a Bito Mitzvah Asei, then you see it as it's not exactly the same league as even the Isra say. We, according to the pshat that we get from Zeche Yitzchak, why is it that Nasa Nasli? Because all you have is really a bitul mitzvah saseh at the time of the Nesuit. So it's not really Isra say at all. Then again, the Gemara calls it Eilu Yulakayim, right? So there is a certain, there's something, there's some Isra with Kahuna here. Okay, so you have to know that could be a reason why it wouldn't be necessarily a chalalus. Let me mention one other very important idea as well, and this is always going to be helpful. When you see the shita, you'll realize that a lot of assumptions that he makes are not necessarily accepted by everybody. It could be kedai to look at the Rambam yourself, and the Rambam in Halacha Perek Yutes talks about chalalus. It's also in Shulchan Aruch Siman Zayin and Eben HaEzer. The Rama has an interesting shita. If the Kohen Gadol marries a Be'ula, okay, and has a child, right? So what's the halacha? The child is a chalal or not? Yeah. Could we hold like a halacha from Yaakov? Yes. The woman is a chalal? Yes. What about a Kohen Gadol who rapes a Be'ula or lives with her, fata her, lives with her without Nisuin? The act itself of Bia with a Be'ula renders her a Chalala or not? So the Rambam says in the Perek Yutes Halacha Dalet, Kohen Gadol Shinasa Bogeres Amukasei Tzlo Chilula, that's part one. B'chein in Bo'al Be'ula B'lo Nesuin Lo Chilula. The Kohen Gadol was Bo'al B'lo Nesuin. Right? Bo'al B'lo Nesuin Lo Chilula. In other words, this whole machlokes that we just read in the Gemara and that Samach and Yevamos, that Rav Ben Yaakov says, that child at least, Cholo, we're discussing through Nesuin. Says the Magen Mishnah on this. The chayin in bo'al be'ula, this is again Yud Tes Dalet. In bo'al be'ula below nisuin below lo chilula pashitu. The afagav the kaimelon, even though we hold the yesh chalol may no say as a be'ula, that there is chalolus that results from marrying a be'ula. Kiniska lamala, that's a Wesman Yaakov that we just read. Dafka benosei, only when you marry her. Lefisha avar al asay de vahu isa bivsuleh yikach vahu asay de kahuna. That's an asay de kahuna that he took a woman who's a be'ula. That's the violation of bivsule kahuna. Avo in ba'al be'ula shelo kederech nesuin. If he's ba'al be'ula not through the manner of nesuin, eino mushar ba yosem yadam acher. The eino isa kahuna belvad. The ain chalol elam isui kahuna kinis kalamala. The rabbi writes earlier in Halacha Aleph. What is chalala? She nolda me isui kahuna. It has to be isui kahuna. If it's stam an isur, it's not isui kahuna. Mamzerus. That wouldn't create chalolus. Woman is nivala gupasala. Then we could talk about zona. and that have a shaila only chayve krisus, even chayve lavin. That was the discussion we had on Tosus earlier, right? But chalolos can only result from what type of a union, from what type of an issa kahuna, says the Rambam. But if the issa kahuna is defined through the kicha, that has to be derech nisuin. Then if the Kohen Gadol slept with a ba'ula, that would not create, even Kohen Bazam Yaakov would not create chalolos. That's what the Magen Mishnah explains in the Rambam. The Gemara goes, Adam nusul chaver v'chavero, the imnasa v'lad cholol, umas madavka b'nisuin, the imnasa. Okay, so again, when you see the Shita Yishan, Rabosai, you're going to see an assumption very different from this. Because the Shita Yishan is going to ask a kasha, just end with this, he asks a kasha within Rashi. Let's speak at the kasha, okay? And we'll see what he answers. According to Rashi, what's the case of a nusul kohen gadol of the Gemara? The bu'ul kohen gadol. What's the case? She was nevala la'achesh shelo kedarka, right? Now the kohen gadol takes her. So what do we have here? Something that's tafsi kedushin, but it's not really l'kaima. Wait a second. Why is it tafsi kedushin? Through this act that he is now manisar, says the Shita Yishana, he's violating an isser of what? A bu'ul kohen gadol. Right? So if he's doing that, we hold like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that bu'ul kohen gadol creates chalos. So this woman becomes a what? Through the act, she becomes chalala. She becomes a chalala, he can't marry her. And it's called tafsi kedushin. She's not less bahavaya. This woman is an isha she'in bahavaya. Because chalala is a chayve, aseo chayve lavin. Chalala, chayve lavin. So why is the Gemara say you have an afkamina according to Rashi between the two Tanayim? No, she became a chalala through the act of Bia, so now you have a woman that's low tafsi kedushin. So according to everybody, there should be no knas. Everyone saw this. People saw that kasha tucked away in Shita Yishana. So he gets the teretz, and we'll discuss the teretz. No, what's the teretz? Beforehand, she was yesh b'havayim. Understand, the entire kasha is resting on a certain premise. What premise? That you can have chalolos even from the Bia itself. According to Ram, the kasha wouldn't be a kasha, right?